let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Talented poet Vernal Wright joins us on today's This Week in America to talk about his collection of poetry, Just a Dream. He writes, "Just a dream is like a dangled bone to a hungry dog that is dripping froth from its mouth like snowflakes. I know not whether a bite is possible, but I do know that yesterday is gone, today is here, and tomorrow is on the verge. I hope, I hope." Vernal lives and works in Hammersmith, London. His job, an assistant librarian, enabling him to indulge his passion for words, writing about nature's gifts, stones, trees, weeds, rivers, insects, and other creatures. Vernal Wright, author of Just a Dream, joining us from London on This Week in America. Vernal, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Yes, and I'm glad to be on the program. I'm very glad to be on the program today. In fact, I'm very glad to be considered to be on the program.
Well, you are a very talented writer. I loved Just a Dream, Vernal Wright, parentheses, The Wizard, you'll find on the book cover. And by the way, I love the book cover. That catches your attention right off the bat. Tell me about the selection of the book cover. So often people sort of consider that as like a secondary choice. They don't spend a lot of time with it. This really grabs your attention. Tell me the significance of the book cover of Just a Dream.
Well, the book cover is something, I mean, of course, have you noticed it's rather tourist, and it's some Caribbean-ish and all the rest of it. And being from the Caribbean myself, I thought that would just open a loop. That would just open a loop to my readers. I mean, that would just catch the eyes of my readers to say, okay, it's a wonderful jacket. You know what I mean? It's telling something. It's something far. I would like to be there. I would like to be sitting there in this mood. And, you know, things like that. Those are the things that came to mind at the time when I was choosing the color of the jacket for the book.
Yeah, it's the color. It's the shot. Everything. It's the scene that you're trying to capture. It's an excellent job with the book cover.
Yes.
And you'll find Just a Dream at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can link on. It's available where books are sold. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about this interest in poetry. When did that start for you?
Well, it started off some time back. I could probably tell you, confirm it. It started off in 1984, in the spring of 1984. I went to Jamaica at that year. And of course, my passport was expired while I was there, and of course I made an attempt to renew the passport, and I went to the photo studio, and that's where it all started. There I met a couple of young ladies who was after the United States. I believe they were in some form of care nursing or something like that, something of that nature, and we started to talk, and of course a wonderful conversation ensued from our meeting. And I could remember from the lips of one of these female ladies, I mean, the question came out, you know, what is my hopes for the future? And I must confess, at that time, I was pretty young. And, I mean, I didn't have no idea what I wanted to do in the future. And, of course, on my way back to London, in flight, you know, you probably could say, as a result of the stillness of the gray and clouded clouds, the idea just came to mind, you know, the word hold just came to mind. And that is where, from that moment, I started to put pen to paper and put pen to paper and see what comes of it. But prior to that, you know, I've just put papers into a box, locked them away, until sometimes something happened within my life within the last 3 to 4 years. And I've decided to look into that box and, you know, consult a publisher, which was Arthur House, and of course you now, Book Venture. And there we are. These things come to light.
And it's so inspirational to people. We can relate with the emotions you're talking about, the situations that you go through. Let's talk a little bit about, and I'll mention some of the topic areas for the poems here in a few minutes, but let's talk about some of the subjects that you write about. What encouraged you, what issues in life encouraged you to sit and put the pencil to paper and to create a poem? What inspired these poems?
Well, first of all, one of my last, and well, shall I say, great ambition was to be a radio presenter. Okay. I've always wanted to be a radio presenter. That is in at the forefront of my mind at all the time. And I've always think, what on earth going to get me there? What's going to get me into the radio professionally? And I thought I got to come up with something, something that could help me. And I thought piece of literature would be the right road to travel on. And yes, and I must confess later on, I mean, I was asked to enter a local community radio and recite a few pieces of poetry each Sunday morning, which I'm currently in the process of doing. So you could say that paid off in some way, the fact that what I wanted to be all my life, I finally come to light,
yes,
being a radio presenter. Yes.
And that Vernal Wright is our guest on the program, a fascinating life that he is leading,
yes,
and he writes about it in his collection of poetry, Just a Dream. Yes. Talk about the reaction you get. It's one thing being able to write the words and impact people, but to be able to speak those words and get that reaction, what's that like to be in that position where these are your words, you're reading them, and you get that reaction from the listeners?
Well, the reaction is absolutely wonderful. I mean, the reaction from some of my schoolmates back in the island of Jamaica and my friends here and my radio listeners. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, from time to time, they called me and they want to know. I mean, a number of things. They ask questions, how did I arrive by start to do these sort of things? They reckon it's a great transformation for me from the things that I do, being an assistant librarian, to be a writer of poetry. They ask all sorts of questions. But of course, I mean, basically what it comes down to, the fact that in Jamaica, where I came from, I came from the countryside. And of course, I mingle and I work among nature as it is, like stones, rocks, and rivers, and springs, and trees, and all the rest of it. And in fact, insects, animals. And these things gave me that lift to talk about my past as a young boy growing up in the countryside of Jamaica. It gave me a great lift. And of course, it's natural and it's best at all time to talk about something that you know about,
yes,
instead of trying to talk about something that you don't know, just in case when the questions start to rush, I start to push in your direction. You are into a position to answer them quite keenly.
Yes, and you have this ability, this gift, I call it, because it's one thing to be able to write your thoughts in words, to put cohesive sentences together. I think it's something much more challenging to be able to take those thoughts and put them in the form of poetry, and you do that so well. Talk about the challenge, and maybe it's not a challenge for you, maybe it comes natural, when you have these thoughts, to be able to put them into poetic form, as you do in the book Just a Dream.
Yes, yeah. I mean, the thought is great. I mean, I could probably honestly say at this point, they come natural. I mean, just sitting down, probably after our conversation completed now, maybe be able to write something. It's like watching the television. It's like listening to the radio. It's like listening to a conversation between two or more people. I mean, an idea just plucked out. And, you know, once I get a title, then usually the rest of it, the introduction and the body of it, usually come naturally. You know, it's probably many people would say it's a gift. Many people would say, I mean, that is your thing. That is your conviction. Many people would say an awful amount of things. And I'm very pleased that many of my listeners, that they find it so, you know, so rewarding. And they contact me. I remember the other day I was talking to two ladies, and they went on holiday and they took my book with them, and they were saying, "Oh, wonderful and refreshing!" You know, while they were in flight, they were reading the book and they were very, very pleased with it, very, very extremely pleased.
That has to be like the ultimate compliment when somebody says something like that, isn't it?
Well, of course. I could see you now, whereby the fact that I'm aiming for the star and circling for the moon.
Just a Dream is the name of the
yes.
book. Vernal Wright
yes.
is our guest
Just
on this
dream.
Week
yes.
in America.
Yes.
And it,
yes. yes.
he's coming to us from London. You'll find the book, of course, at Amazon. You can go directly to bookventure.com at the bookstore. You can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What has this meant for you, the writer? Because you talk about some difficult things, times that you've gone through in life as you're trying to sort things out. Does it help you being able to get through those times by being able to express those in the written form?
Yes, it gave me a chance. I mean, what it does for me now is like each and every time I'm having a conversation, I mean, the person, our persons who I'm talking to, they usually come out and say something like, oh, the conversation has changed. Are you a poet or something? That sort of thing. And it gave me a lift to meet my fellow men, you know, and women, and how to arrange a conversation. It gave me a grand lift to believe that I don't believe there's anyone, whether from the president right down, who I cannot have a conversation with. It gave me that great confidence, you know, like I was thinking, there is not possible there's a girl out there who I cannot perhaps go up and crack a joke to start a conversation with her.
Yes.
I don't think there's anyone, you know, that I personally cannot go and have a dialogue with. It helps me in all those fields to be confident in myself and be confident in my output of how I deal with my fellow men and women. It gave me a great deal of confidence. It made me feel like to carry on writing, like tomorrow's people, I have something to offer, something of great importance, because I am talking about something that many people want to hear and would like to read about. I'm talking about something that many people wish they had that opportunity and that gift to talk about. I am talking about these things because these are some of the things people who like to read and hear a fine word. You know, they like to sit and listen and read also. And when they meet you, many people meet me and they are shocked. Because they say, it is you? I said, yes. And for those who listen to my radio program, they say, oh gosh, it's him. Oh, for the moment he opened his mouth, it's him. I know, I can go as far as to say. I mean, it was just about a few months ago, I was into a warehouse buying something. And I was in one aisle, and in the other aisle, there was a few people there who was looking at some goods. And I remember a gentleman came round to me and said, tell me, could you talk again? And I said something. He said, yes, I recognize that voice. You are a radio person, don't you? And I said, yes, if you call it like that, yes, I am. And he was very, very thrilled, and he called his friends him as well at the same time. It's just like when I was in Canada. When I was in Canada a few years ago at the promotion in Toronto, you know, I mean, I get caught up into a conversation on one of the tour buses. You know, people was happened to be there at the time, and I was voicing a few recitement at the time. You know, we actually form a pact on the tour bus. You know, we're talking.
Yes.
And they were very, very, very pleased. Because, you know, it's like some of them were behaving as if, oh, I never actually sit with a poet. You know, I never actually sit and listen to a poet talking.
Well, the title of the book is Just a Dream. It sounds like you're well on your way to living that dream, that things are coming true. And I think what you need to do is carry some books with you when you travel, when you go to the grocery store.
Well, I do, but sometimes they're not enough to give away.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't thinking a giveaway. I was turning this into a little commerce there where you get a little a transaction with
travel,
money.
But I do travel at least 10 sometimes. I do that.
At least pass them out. So that people could enjoy what you've written. So this has been a great journey for you, hasn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's the same as when I was in United States in Miami at the promotion in Miami. I mean, the same thing occurred. I mean, people were very, very, very pleased about it, extremely pleased. And I tell you more. I went to Jamaica a couple of years ago, and I were talking to a number of the schools, you know, young people at the schools. And they were extremely happy about it. They wanted me to carry on all day talking about it. You know, because they never have anyone, like a past student for a start, who left the island and come back many years later to talk about what, you know, things that they put in writing in books and things like that. And they see me as, I don't know, I mean, one young lady asks me if I'm real. She asked me if I'm real. I said, oh, yes, I am real. She said, she just can't imagine I've been away and I come back here to talk to them about it.
You know, it's just amazing the perspective on life that you have, and you touch on so many of those in the poems, in the book, Just a Dream.
Yes.
A whole range of emotions you go through. I'll mention a couple. One that really jumped out, especially this time of year. People get a little melancholy. For a lot of people, this is great excitement, then sort of a depression when it's over. Talk about the poem you wrote, Days and Nights. It sort of resonates with a lot of people this time of year.
Yes, I think it does, because I've been told about that. I have been told about the days and nights, because, I mean, as you know, at different time of the day, people have different dimension about things. People feel different about things. People lost yesterday, and, of course, they're living for today with no hopes for tomorrow. And these are just some of the things. It is as natural and genuine as the fall of yesterday and the rise of today. These are just some of the things that I try to put into people's mind who happen to come up in encounter with my books and things like that. You know, it never stops here. You know, there's no end to its limit. It just keep going on. And at the same time, I've also published a second one called Chances Are, could also be obtained by Amazon, and Barnes and Noble, from all major bookstores, and things like that. It keep going on. And, of course, I'm in the process of the third one, which is the title, I Am Here. So it keep going on to express these sort of things and to try to, to relive the thought of people's thoughts about today and tomorrow and the future could be some time away, but not necessarily today for them. The things that they're looking forward to. I mean, like myself, I am looking forward to express myself in many ways, in many forms, in many shapes, in regard to my book, Just a Dream, and carry on until probably one day when I can't go anymore. But then, of course, my book will speak for me then.
Well, see, that's the nice thing. The book is a legacy. I mean, your words will live on and inspire others from, decades from now. They'll be back picking up Just a Dream or one of the other books. It'd be fascinating. And you can find out information on the other books by going looking up Vernal Wright. That's V-E-R-N-A-L Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. All the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get information on all the books. A minute or so left in the program. Do you carry like a journal with you? I would think you're constantly observing and writing down those observations.
I carry a notebook, yes. And I pick up things as I go along, and I make a few notes here and there. But in my case, what I find quite easy for me, once I get a title, then the rest of it just come natural.
Interesting. So it starts with the title.
Yes, once you get a title, then you work it like this, and this goes to all my listeners. You use a letter of the alphabet, like you could go to A, B, C, D, E, F. All right, when you have that all written down, then you make a sentence from each of those letters.
Okay, so this is like Poetry 101 we're getting on the program today. Published author, a published poet on the show today. Gee, this has been fun, and the time has gone by way too quickly. Yes. You are a very talented and gifted writer, and I hope we have a chance to talk once again on the program. The book we're talking about specifically is Just a Dream by Vernal Wright, the Wizard. The book is one of several. You'll find all of those online at Amazon.com. Vernal, coming, by the way, to us from London, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Best of luck not only with the poetry, the writing career that's off to a great start. Like I say, not just a dream anymore. You're following that dream. But the radio presenter's career, the opportunities out there, you do an excellent job, and I'm sure that will work out, continue to work out as well. Thank you for taking time to be with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Just a Dream, Vernal Wright.
Yeah, and chances are. Thank you, sir.
Vernal Wright, our guest on the program. Book available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. You'll find all those books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And, of course, you can link on to all of that at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.